Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hello.
Tuesday, hey. Second day back. Can I just say on the podcast, Jade, why do you have a ring light turned on? There are no cameras in this studio at present.
I don't know. I just feel like I can perform better, like I'm on a stage.
You know what? I say whatever makes you perform better.
Thank you.
Get it going.
You've got quite the large ring there. It's who got you that? Your mum, yeah?
Mum got it for me for Christmas. It's amazing. And
it's
I love
huge.
It.
Can you stick your hand in that ring?
Yep.
Straight in there.
Straight in and out. Wow.
Ooh. Quite a big hole.
Yeah, no, I like it. And it changes colours. I've been throughout the day, I've been changing the colours to see if you notice.
I've been noticing because I can see the reflection in your in your glasses.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're sort of wearing... you know those glow sticks that people wear at music festivals inside your glasses? it's an interesting look.
You know what? I love glow sticks. I don't know what it is about them, but every time I'm at a party and the glow sticks are out, always happy to put one around my neck.
Yeah, well, we know about you and your wristbands on holidays.
Yeah.
So it's a similar thing. Maddie, bless his heart, actually.
What a basic bitch I am.
The first time he called me on holiday, you FaceTimed me from the airport, and the first thing I noticed was that he'd already bought himself a little wristband.
So I got that wristband.
So cute.
From the Crocodile Park experience that I went on. So
was it like a little leather one, was it?
Yeah.
Did it have a tooth? Like a crocodile tooth on it?
No, it was just a band. It fell apart. Obviously, a heap of shit. But what a great... I forgot to tell you guys about that. I went and fed big saltwater crocodiles with with those sticks with the meat attached to them.
That's cool.
What a fun experience that was.
Their jaws are so loud.
Oh, I've never heard like a more ear-piercing sound than when a 8-meter saltwater crocodile slams its jaws shut.
8 meters.
Massive.
That's huge.
Like the clap. It's almost like thunder.
Wow, that's cool. I never knew, because I've only seen, I have seen salties, but I saw them like from one of those little bird-watching boat things. Like it was just floating around in the river. They didn't do any snapping.
Question.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to be bitten by a shark or a crocodile?
Shark.
Yeah?
Because at least with a shark, you know that it's going to be quick and the injury, you'll bleed out quicker. No, with a crocodile, I feel like they're cruel animals. Twist you around, drown you. Terrible.
Sharks are not really actually into eating humans. So often they get the taste like that's not it and you might survive. Crocs will just eat whatever's in their mouth.
Yeah, true.
You know, and they'll just snap you up, roll you, they drown you, you're dead. No chance.
Good point. All right.
Shark it is.
But it was they're such massive creatures. And you don't realize until you're right up close and personal just how big these things are.
They are
dinosaurs.
Is it sadist when you're just a bit sadistic? I like it when those people over in different countries they put their head inside the croc's mouth.
Who's doing that?
They do it all the time. It's like they do it for shows over there to make money.
Oh, okay.
And they put their heads inside the croc's mouth, and there's been a couple of instances where the croc's bitten down on them. And I think, you know what? Good. Serves you right, because you shouldn't be doing that.
They're alligators. They're very different.
Different, but still, you shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, you're a fool if you're putting your head in.
So that's why I think, haha.
As a general rule, I say don't put your head in any mouth.
Yeah, that is a good point, actually.
Just a good rule for life.
Don't put your head in any mouth.
Yeah.
You sure?
If your whole head fits inside a mouth, it's something you shouldn't do.
I don't know. I think there's one head, isn't there? There's a type of head that's okay.
That's a big head, Crevo.
Wow.
What are you saying?
Well, you've
got a really big head that doesn't fit in many mouths.
Or a really big mouth.
Well.
Both? Yes, both. Please.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's just my rule for life.
Actually, do you
know
what?
You're not experiencing the pleasures of life then, Crevo. Like,
how many mouths have you put your head in, Maddie? There's a question for you.
Over the years.
Oh, hundreds, I reckon.
No! Like, maybe close to 100.
Nothing wrong with that. Don't be, we're not judging. Oh, if you get around, good.
I mean, cow head, no. This is going too far.
Do you know what, though? This is something. We're at dinner the other night at your place, Crevo. And you know how we're talking about people, because my husband, Benny, had had his tooth out recently.
That's right.
And I mentioned how back in the day, they used to just remove all their teeth because my grandmother,
correct,
when she was 21, she's had false teeth, top and bottom, ever since that age, because they were just like, nah, rip them all out. My grandpa, I'll never forget when I heard him say, he actually really enjoyed it when the teeth came out, because, you know,
he used to put his head in her mouth.
Yeah. Apparently the suction's
spot on. This vibe is continuing on into the podcast.
Are you thinking of getting your teeth removed, Jade?
No.
False teeth. Yeah,
I think. No.
Look really
pretty. Well, I said to Ben, that's something to look forward to when I'm in my 80s. But for
what
now,
did he say to that?
I'll just keep wrapping my lips around.
Whatever comes your way, eh?
Coming up on the podcast today, Blow Up Brit joins the show again.
Oh, she does, of course.
Our resident show, Blow Up Doll. She's got her Blow Up Doll news update for all details from the world of Blow Up Dolls.
I actually can't wait to talk to her because I haven't spoken to Blow Up Brit before.
Well, there's only three microphones here, so I think you'll have to leave the room and give Brit the star
seat.
That's okay.
Seat, I've, right? I've spoken a lot of filth already. So.
You know when you hear a sentence you know has never been said before?
Yeah.
When our blow-up doll is going to give its blow-up doll news update. It's just never been said in the world before.
You know, some
would
say.
It's a great moment.
I think, look, in the search of content when you're doing a show like this, you try and get unique stuff. Now, I can safely say I'd put money down on the table if I had some, that we are the only show on the face of the planet it's interviewing a blow-up doll for a blow-up doll news update today.
Yeah,
not happening anywhere.
Safe bet. Safe bet.
If you can find one, geez, like, please tell us about it.
Yeah, let us know. Get in touch on Instagram.
Stick around, friends.
Also, if you like that sort of lowbrow humor that you sometimes get from our show, please leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. It really does help us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We do have other stuff on the show, too. It's not all just smut and filth.
No, it's not. It's intellectual.
What?
Intellectual.
Listen out for Jade's pronunciation of the country Kazakhstan later in the show.
That's a special treat.
Intellectual.
For you.
Intellectual.
It. It's a treat.
Enjoy.
This is awesome!
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and all band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
People can't control what's happening in their own dream.
I had a weird one last night. It involved Crevo and Emmy.
Oh,
everyone's just assuming what it was about. Yeah.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We're back.
Welcome to Tuesday. So what was the dream about Crevo and Emmy, Jay? About what happened in that dream?
Oh, I did get a little sexual, but in a...
Oh.
But not in a... We weren't all participating.
Oh, that's good.
So who was participating?
Well, I think Crevo and Emmy had just done the deed.
And you were watching.
And I walked in. From my memory, okay? It was a while ago.
Right.
There you go. I love a bit of awkwardness to start the day.
Yeah.
Already driving to work with Jade this morning, Crevo, there was like an angry Mazda Ute driver on Industrial Drive.
DDM, if that's what the first three letters of your number plate is.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
I've memorized it.
Jade hands me a coffee. She's like, hold this. She's giving the bird from the other hand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just a nuisance he was. He was going backwards. We're on Industrial Drive. He's switching lanes. Left, right, and centre, tried to speed up. So then I thought, you know what? I'm not in the mood for someone like you, so I sped up on purpose to box him in.
Right, so you did the safe and, you know, sensible thing.
Well, you know what? Don't be a douche on the road. So then I...
Or Jade will box you in!
So then he's come back out again and, like, cut the other car off. I'm thinking, just slow down, mate. But the best thing is we end up on Maitland Road, and then all of a sudden... He's just doing, like, abiding by every single road rule, doing the speed limit and just
I've noticed people don't like your car for some reason. Like, it attracts those types of people.
It's just odd. He was acting all crazy-like on Industrial Road, gets on Maitland Road, complete opposite driver.
And maybe, you know, when you turn onto Maitland Road, maybe he got flashed by the speed camera there and it slowed him down.
True.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm glad you feel better flipping him the bird through your tinted windows. I'm sure you really, really hurt
him.
Well,
it did make me feel better.
That's the main thing, right? Hey, guys, Lads versus Lasses is up next. It is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. We need one guy, one girl, a couple of questions. Is it the go-karts go vouchers
again?
Yeah,
on offer today. $100 family voucher.
Awesome stuff. You want to get your hands on these. 13-10-09, join our Battle of the Sexes epic challenge. We need to win it, guys. Come on.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's our Battle of the Sexes here in Newcastle. We own it, and we need one guy, one girl, and of course, very simple, couple questions. You get the most right, you score the $100 Go-Karts Go voucher.
You.
Awesome. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Way to start the year. And yesterday, Lasses won, didn't they?
No, Lads won yesterday.
Oh, Lads. Where's our new leaderboard?
Well, I don't know.
We all look at Jade.
Yeah, you're the one who usually sets
prints
up,
things off.
Prints things off and puts gold stars on things.
Am I your secretary?
No.
You have the company laptop.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
No, it's my laptop now.
Oh, is it?
Blamed it. All right, let's get into it. Let's go to Trev, who thinks he needs to teach Jade how to drive properly.
Oh,
good morning, Trev.
Here we go. Trev the truckies back.
How are you, mate? You're going well, mate. Now, why do you think you need to teach Jade how to drive properly? I'm not disagreeing with you.
Mate, if she wants to drive a little car like she does, we've got to teach her how to drive something big with a big bull bar to push people out of the road.
Yeah, we need to get Jade in your truck, Trev, for the day.
I think so. Sounds good, Trev. Let's do it.
All right. Let's get into it. Question number one for you this morning, Trev. What's the name of Sarah Jessica Parker's character on the TV show Sex and the City?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Carrie Bradshaw. There's a new show just announced, actually.
Yeah,
minus
that.
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
HBO Max is going to be great. Question number two. Gwyneth Paltrow is famous for making candles that smell like what?
Say that again, please, what?
Gwyneth Paltrow is famous for making candles that smell like what?
Oh, I have a clue.
Her vagina. Yeah, very famous candles.
My
God. Yeah, they smell. Yeah.
that is true.
That was my exact reaction.
Question number three. Miley Cyrus is recording a cover album of which famous rock band songs? Is it A, Guns N' Roses, B, Metallica, or C, Kiss?
Guns N' Roses.
Incorrect. Nothing right today for you, Trev, but hold the line. We'll see how you go.
Yeah.
All righty.
Not looking good, though.
So we're going to our last this morning. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so you've never been to the Blue Mountains. Why is that?
I have no idea. One of my friends was having a go at me about it, and they're like, all right, we're going. So we booked it, and then, like, COVID, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It sucks.
Let me tell you, Brooke, a little bit underwhelming.
Is it?
Oh, I totally disagree.
Very underwhelming.
See, I'm like you, Brooke. I've never been there. It's on my list.
Yeah, I need to go. I want to get one of those touristy photos for my Instagram, if you don't mind.
Yeah, just don't go taking any scary shots off cliffs, because I think there's a lot there.
Oh, no, I'm not doing anything like that.
Yeah,
no cliffs at all,
you
Jade.
You sound smart.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What shape is the head of a Phillips head screw?
A hexagon.
Nope, sorry.
Yeah.
It's a sort of plus kind of one.
Yeah, like a cross. Okay, question number two. How long is an average F1 race?
You've got multiple choices.
So there's A, 90 minutes, B, 12 hours, or C, 24 hours.
So 90 minutes. There's A, B, 12 hours, or C, 24 hours.
C.
No, that's not correct. No.
90 minutes.
All right. That's okay. All right, question three. True or false, LPG is heavier than air. So LPG is that gas that you get in a bottle and use it for a barbecue.
Oh, sorry. Yay! It's true. Okay. Oh, that means we go to a coin toss.
Yeah, who's got a coin, guys?
I got one here.
I don't have an Android phone to, hey, yeah, Google it anymore.
Oh, Maddie.
Heads or tails, Brooke?
Heads.
Heads for the win for Brooke. Flip that coin, Crevo.
Tails.
Oh, you
that
lose.
Means...
Sorry, Brooke.
Sorry, Brooke.
Oh, Trev. All yours, brother.
All came down to a coin toss.
2 points on the board for the lads today.
Yeah, good start job, Trev. To the year.
Here we go, guys.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you won. Good, very good, won. Trev. $100 go-kart go voucher for you. Coming up next, guys, we have a long-awaited return to the show from a much-loved character, Blow Up Brit, who is our show Blow Up Doll. Now, she's gone away for an entire year. I think she's come on the show once last year when you were away, Jade.
Yeah, she fills in for me.
She's been very careful because of COVID.
Of course.
She wants to, like, stay safe, stay home, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, she's actually had some work done, Blow Up Brit.
Oh, really?
She's got a voice box now.
Oh, this is cool.
Now, I never thought this would happen on the show because we do love a blow-up doll story on the show. People who marry dolls, have relationships with dolls. Today, we have two stories regarding blow-up dolls. Yeah. So what we thought we'd do is Blow Up Brit's blow-up doll news.
Oh,
so she's going to come in next and tell us all about the world of blow-up dolls and what's happening.
Fantastic. Oh, good. I can't wait to see Brit.
Special guest on the show.
Yes. Yeah.
Will you let her sit in your seat?
Yeah, I'll step
good.
Out.
105.3 New FM. You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos.
Guys, it's a rare day when we have two blow-up doll-based news stories. So I'm very excited to welcome a much-loved character of the show, Blow Up Brit, for her Blow Up Doll news update.
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, yes, here she is.
Jade stepped out of the studio.
Yeah, she's gone.
And Blow Up Brit has... Jade's very kindly let Blow Up Brit take her seat.
Hang on,
the
where is she?
Today.
Come on, Brit. Oh, Brit, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to you both. It's so good to be here.
It's been a long time.
It's been almost a year since you've been in the studio. So.
Hang on, let me blow you up.
Sorry, I just need a little bit more air. Oh, that's a lot better. Thank you.
It's so good that you've got a voice box now because before, obviously, you didn't say much at all. You well, basically mute.
Well, I always looked shocked. And the thing is, us blow-up dolls always have so much to say.
So, you've got a bit of a news update for us.
I do. And I'm so glad you guys got me in to talk about this because I love, you know, promoting blow-up dolls. We're very important to the community.
Well, that is true, I hear. So, tell us, what's your first news story there, Blow-up Brit?
Well, there's a blow-up toy for dogs. That's right. Woof, woof. Which they can hump instead of random objects around the house.
So instead of going at the leg, there's an actual blow-up dog doll.
Exactly.
Wow.
That seems helpful.
Oh, it really is. So it's called the pocket puppy for your dog. So the item is described as the perfect imitation of a female canine organ.
Now, I hear, Blow-up Brit, that you have three of these blow-up pooches.
Yes, I do.
So, much like Jade, you're obsessed with dogs.
Yes, Scruffy, Muffy, and Buffy.
Oh, wow.
Good names.
Now, where can one buy one of these?
Well, you can actually get them imported from AliExpress. So, if you...
Quality shop.
Good quality
Quality online shop.
And the best thing is, you know, once you've gone through some rigorous activities... The dogs are hungry, so they make it so it's a little bit edible.
Oh,
well.
There you go. Look at that. That sounds like quite the product. Now tell us, what's this other blow-up news story you've got?
Well, you would have heard about that bodybuilder who married that blow-up doll over in Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Yuri.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Yeah, I remember hearing something like that.
Well, you know, Margot and Yuri got married, and, well, he's not saying how she got broken, but she did. And now they're waiting for her to get fixed. I'm sorry, I just get so emotional.
Well, it's a very emotional story, you know, the blow-up doll.
Well, when any of us get a puncher, it hurts. So,
you have to be blowing back up again.
Yes. I'm out of breath again.
That's all right. Maddie will blow you back up.
There you go, Pete.
Thanks. So there you go. But Margot's getting fixed and all will be well.
Oh, that's a nice story, a love story. Well, Britt, thank you so much for, you know, taking a couple of minutes with us. I know that you have been, you know, trying to stay home and stay safe with COVID and all that. So, you know, thanks for coming out. And maybe we'll get you back on the show
sometime. I never knew, Crevo, and Blow Up Britt, whilst you're here, that you and Jade have so many similarities. It's actually uncanny.
Oh, amazing.
You
really
both say Kazakhstan as Kazakhstan. It's one of a kind, really.
Well, it's two of a kind, some might say.
Well, it's a difficult country to pronounce.
That it is. Hey,
having a brain helps, Britt, you know. Oh, I know. Yeah. Look, you've done well considering.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for coming in. It's very lovely to have you here, and we'll get you back sometime.
Get out.
Jade, come back.
Well, that was the most cooked thing we've ever done.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
Oh, guys, we're back for the second day for 2021. And yay, I just got the year right for the first time.
Yeah, congratulations.
Pumped.
I love how you celebrate the small wins in life, Jade. It's one of your many features that I admire.
Thank you. It's important to do so.
That's true.
And so for day two, we are going to be playing a new game. It's called Gale Straight Game. So this is where we're going to basically guess whether you're gay or whether you're straight. So if you fool us, you're going to win a cool prize, which is a Go-Karts Go voucher.
Yep, no worries. And I tell you what, this is how this game came about. And that was because, Jade, we know somebody.
Yeah.
The mutual friend of ours who I, for so many years, thought was gay.
Yeah, and I was like,
no, he's straight. And I pride myself on my gaydar being gay. I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But you beat me. And I couldn't believe it. So we're putting it to the test this morning.
Yeah.
Who's got the better gaydar around the team?
And Crevo, you've probably got the best one, to be honest.
I'll give it a crack. I was wrong on that mutual friend as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a guess and I was wrong. But hey, you never know. Yeah. So we'll see.
So 13:10:09, if you want to play gay or straight, and basically, that's it. It's all in the name. Yeah. We're going to guess if you're gay or straight.
We'll ask
there's nothing else to explain in this
we'll
game.
Ask a few questions, like about, you know, what you get up to on the weekend and stuff like that. And, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
And it's time for our brand new game on 13:10:09. It's called The Gay or Straight Game.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo,
The Novos. Cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite.
It's all in the name. We're going to try and guess whether you're gay or whether you're straight. It's that easy on 13:10:09. And if you call up and you play, you go into the draw to win a Go-Karts Go voucher. This is going to be fun.
Okay, now I'm actually super ashamed today because my gaydar, which I thought was absolutely 100% on point, turns out that it's not accurate anymore, and I'm shocked.
You're a bit worried, aren't you? You're a bit worried about the situation. Could something maybe wrong with it, with your gaydar?
Usually pretty good. Jackson, how is your gaydar generally in life?
Absolutely terrible.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just assume everyone's gay.
That's a good way to be.
Just chill out about the whole situation.
Technically, everyone is, because gay is happy in the dictionary as well.
There we go. There's a dad joke.
Yeah. That's not a joke. That's a
no, I know, but the way you set it up. All right. So, yeah, we just ask a couple of lifestyle questions about what you get up to or whatever, and then we, you know, see how we go with our gaydar.
Alrighty, so we're going to go to Gloria this morning. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Gloria. Nice of you to join us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Alright, so we're going to ask you a couple of questions, Gloria, and you just answer them openly and honestly, and then we're going to guess whether you're gay or straight, okay?
No problem.
All right, your first question, Gloria. What do you eat for breakfast?
Usually a sausage muffin and an apple juice from McDonald's.
A sausage muffin?
Yum.
Well, that throws me.
All right. Maddie, you ask the next question.
Okay, question number two. What car do you drive, Gloria?
I actually don't drive.
All right, very good.
Okay, my guess first. I'm going to say you're gay. Now, Jade and Maddie will have a turn at guessing.
I think you're gay as well.
I think you're straight, Gloria.
Oh, no, 2 out of 3.
Oh, you're gay.
Yes.
Oh, wow. There
you go. In the draw for $100 go-karts, go voucher. Thanks for playing.
Yeah. Thank you, Gloria. Thanks for hanging out with us. That's amazing.
Gloria is such a gay song I thought, this is too good.
Maybe she's trying to fool you. Hey, this is how the game works.
Hey,
you know?
Hold the line. Thank you, Gloria. Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Oh, any better, I'd be dangerous, mate. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. Thank you, sir. All right, let's do this, mate. Question for you. What's the last song you listened to?
Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Okay.
That could be just in the name, like in the game where we set it up there. It's got that little bit. Oh, no, it's TNT. Maybe not. All right, next question. Do you own a pair of slippers? I will accept Ugg boots as well.
Okay, yeah, I've got a pair of Ugg boots.
Ugg boots. All right, Jade, you guess first and we'll all have a turn.
I think you're straight.
Okay, I think Sean's got the whole daddy vibe going on. I think he's a big bear truck driver, so I'm going to say gay.
I think you're straight.
Oh, there you go.
Cremo, you won.
Because that's what you wanted to hear this morning, Sean.
Good on you, Sean. You know what, Maddie? You're so bad at this game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm shocking, yeah.
I'm doing quite well, though. I'm quite happy with my
result. Yeah, me too. We both got 2 out of 2.
Yeah.
You know what, Sean? I'm going to give you the $100 go-kart go voucher because, you know what, there's nothing more insulting than being called gay when you're not in the morning.
You know what? Who cares? You sound like a great guy.
All yours, mate. There you go.
Good stuff. What a great game. I enjoyed that.
I think back next week?
Yeah, give it a go. Cool. Why not? Bit of fun.
Let's start a leaderboard.
Can I just say, Jade wrote the questions for this game, and I'm still questioning this one. How often do you buy fresh flowers?
Well, I think that's a good question.
I buy fresh flowers all the time.
You're not gay.
So? What does that matter?
That's the point. None of it really tells you anything. It's all about the gaydar.
What's the goss up next, Jackson?
Yes, I get fresh flowers once a week, by the way, so I think that's a fair question. I've got all the details about the Sex and the City reboot, also too why fans are demanding changes to the movie Home Alone.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they want it re-edited. I'll tell you why.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson fills us in each and every day, and we need to hear about this Home Alone edit scandal. What's going on there?
So it's over this scene.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
They want Donald Trump taken out of it. They're not happy.
Come on. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm no fan of Trump and I make no secret of that. But, like, seeing him in that movie, it's just, like, part of it. You just go, oh, Trump's going to be in the movie and then there he is. It's iconic,
you
that movie.
You can't go changing the past. That's where I sit on a lot of things.
What do they call it? Cancel culture.
Yeah. Cancel culture.
Yeah, don't be one of those people.
So a lot of people on Twitter are, like, calling for it to be edited out. They're saying they're not going to watch it ever again at holidays.
Oh, please.
Another person said Donald Trump is the first cast member from Home Alone 2 to attempt a political coup. But, like, this film's from 1992. I think we all just need to chill.
Yeah.
And when you see him in there, you're like, he looks like a different person almost.
And how great to just sit back and be like, oh, what a douchebag he turned out to be.
Do you know what? Once you start doing that, though, every single show that's ever featured Donald Trump will need to be edited. He was in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He made, like, a guest appearance on that. Like, are you going to edit the Simpsons episodes, even though it's parodying him? Like,
absolutely not.
I don't
not.
Even
just
want
leave
to
it.
Engage in
like,
this.
Just leave Home Alone alone.
Imagine being the editor's Celebrity Apprentice going back and... who do you replace him with?
I'd be interested to know how much he got for that appearance. Being the 90s and Home Alone being what it was, I think he would have actually got quite a lot of money.
Yeah, probably. Although, I think he would have also been trying to cash in on it being Trump Tower as well. So, like, maybe not quite as much as you think.
Yeah.
Because it's a great advertising opportunity for him.
I don't know if you've been to New York since he's been president, but Fifth Avenue's completely destroyed around Trump Tower. It's like motorcades everywhere and big dump trucks that line the streets. All the businesses have closed down because of it.
I didn't notice that. I was only there last year.
Yeah, they've got the big dump trucks there full of sand.
Wow.
Yeah, to stop people ramrodding his building. Someone's paycheck that I do want to see. Sarah Jessica Parker, because Sex in the City's back.
God. She could ask for any amount of money ever.
Oh, 100%. Crevo, are you excited about this?
I mean, I've never seen an episode of Sex in the City.
Neither have I.
Well, yeah, it just never appealed to me. But
I've always turned it off, to be honest.
You know what? I respect her hustle because, God, she can make coin.
You know what? Sex in the City is one of those shows I was so resistant for so many years. I hate this show. Didn't know why I hated it so much after I hadn't watched an episode.
You're a convert?
Watched it. It's a great show. Yeah, comedy is on point.
It's going to be on HBO Max, and it's got a new name as well. It's going to be called And Just Like That. So Kristen Davis has said anything is possible. Meet you there. Cynthia Nixon's also jumped on board as well with Sarah Jessica Parker. Kim Cattrall's not coming back, though, and a fan was like, you guys hate her, right? Sarah Jessica Parker's gone on Instagram and said, I don't dislike her. I've never said that. Never would. Samantha isn't a part of this story, but she will always be a part of us no matter what or where we are.
That's
I don't know
nice
what she means
her.
By no matter what we are, but apparently this Samantha's a big part of the show. Again, I shouldn't be reporting on this because I've never actually watched an episode, but it's
hey, it's massive, right? People love that show, and they made like only what is it? 40 movies or something?
Two
movies. I'll be interested to see if they kill her character off.
Oh. Kill it off.
I hope not. Well, she got cancer in the movie.
She's such a big part of the show. Like, you couldn't actually do it without killing her.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll see what happens.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go now.
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Makes the
world go. Don't speak so soon, Jade. You never know around here.
I always say, like, if you can get back in the building in a new year, great signs.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the world
go. So, guys, I was really happy for my cousin, Asha. She's actually living over in Ireland at the moment because she met an Irish guy. They got married and they just had triplets about 6 to 8 months ago now.
Triplets?
Triplets. Natural. So...
That's exhausting.
Exhausting. Unbelievable. But I do like to watch her updates that she puts up because obviously all her family are over here. So she's very active on Facebook, like showing, you know, playing games with the kids and their development and all that sort of stuff. But I was watching her actually film feeding the three triplets. I thought this will be interesting. And so she's there. She's
hard with two boobs.
Well, this is the thing. They're a little bit older now, so she's feeding them porridge and honey. She goes, she started feeding one. She's like, look, I'm feeding them porridge and honey. I'm a vegan, but I'm only feeding them a vegetarian diet at the moment, but I want them to have the choice when they're older to be a vegan.
Huh?
Yeah, right? That's what
she
said.
I feel like they're a bit young to be a vegetarian.
Well, that's what I thought.
How old are they?
They're about 8 months now. They're not even a year old.
No.
But I don't think you can start feeding them meat anyway that age, can you?
I'm not sure. Obviously, all parents.
We're not parents here. But
I'm just Googling, what is the youngest you can be?
I feel like when you're that age, I think common sense would tell you that the child needs different nutrients than, you know, meat
in their diet
provides.
Well, the things you are meant to eat meat.
You need protein.
Exactly. Like, no amount of, like, an almonds. Imagine that.
Oh, here we go. A vegetarian diet can be healthy at any age and doesn't have to be complex. Okay. All right. So it's possible, I guess.
Yeah, but you should be feeding them meat. Mm. She said they don't have a lot of dairy anyway. She said occasionally they'll have eggs.
But she's having honey there, which is an animal product of sorts.
Well, I think it's wrong. I think it's totally wrong.
Well, it's
if the baby's under 1 year old, I don't think that's good parenting at all.
All right, I'm just looking here.
I know she's your cousin.
Well-planned vegetarian diet can meet kids' nutritional needs and has some health benefits. For example, a diet rich in fruit and veggies will be high in fiber and low in fat.
So I'm just
Googling.
You know
what? I'm just seeing that. And probably you give them a few extra vitamins and stuff and it's probably fine.
Should you be playing around, though, with your child's diet at that age? I just think that it's such an integral age.
Well, it says here, once you hit the six-month milestone, you can start offering your baby solid food. Traditionally, parents have offered their baby cereal, veggies, fruit, and then meat. So I don't know. Yeah, I just think you shouldn't be withholding meat from your kid.
Yeah,
like, you should be feeding them meat, and then once they're old enough and they understand, then they can go, oh, I don't want to eat meat
What
anymore,
I think
Mom.
Is concerning, though, is she's going at it from the angle of, I'm a vegan, I want my child to be a vegan, so I'm going to start, you know, feeding it a vegetarian diet, preparing it to become a vegan.
Yeah.
It's a bit much, really. She's enforcing her beliefs and way of life on her child.
Yeah, see, that's where I was like, I don't know. I just think you should be giving your child meat.
I think if it's, I'm only learning here. We're all learning.
Yeah, we're not.
I think if it's nutritionally fine, that's actually all that matters. So I'm going to say if it's nutritionally fine, I'm reading here, it seems to be, I'm going to say it's okay.
All right, well, 13:10:09 this morning, should you make your child a vegetarian? I mean, maybe you are a parent that does have, you know, did have your child on a vegetarian diet and they turned out totally fine.
Mm.
Maybe you disagree with it. Let us know your thoughts.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Should you make your child a vegetarian?
Jade, Maddie, Crevo. The Novos.
You don't win friends with salad.
This is all because my cousin, she has triplets, so has a lot on her plate at the moment, and she lives overseas in Ireland, so she's been posting a lot on social media. We're getting the updates, and how they're all doing, and they're all healthy, but I noticed when she was feeding the triplets, she mentioned that they're vegetarian. Now, the triplets are only, I think it's like between 6 and 8 months old now.
Mm.
And she's a vegan. And I thought to myself, that can't be good for a child just to kickstart them on a vegetarian diet before they even know what vegetarian, vegan meat is all about. So I don't know. I just thought it was a little bit uncomfortable.
At first I was with you, but now I've just done some reading. It seems fine as long as there's enough nutrition there, covering enough like vitamin groups and stuff. And if you are a vegetarian, often you're sort of across this sort of thing. It seems fine.
Yeah.
I'm against you, Jade.
Nutritional, big difference. But the thing is, it's the fact that the kid can't choose the path on its own accord.
Yeah, but kids don't choose what food they eat anyway. As parents always choose that.
So, what I think she should have done, or I'm not sure if she has done this, but in terms of knowing if the child is, in fact, getting enough nutrition out of the meals, they obviously, I would hope she consulted her doctor.
Well, I don't know. You'd want to hope so.
Let's take this some is calls. The debate. This is the debate.
Jenny, hello. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
Now, what do you think of this? Should you make your child a vegetarian? What are your thoughts?
Can I be honest? Really, really honest?
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. I think I'm going to respect their decision on how to raise their child. However, Jenny Craig thinks the child should eat everything. This planet is made and evolved around animals and food and meat and vegetarians and whatever. Like, I mean, I'm no specialist. I'm no dietitian. Okay, I'm not. I'm sorry to shock you all, but Jenny Craig loves her meat, loves her veggies, loves her dairy. Like, the child, it's a child.
Yeah.
They should be able to explore all sorts of food. And yes, if it was medicinal and it makes them sick, I get it. But you're looking at, I know a vegan today who actually eats really well, and she's amazing, right? She's a sporty spice, she does well, but she also throws in supplements, like artificial stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Like powders and things because she can't get all the nutrients from her vegan eating.
Sorry, what are you calling it? Did you say vegan?
Vegan or vegan?
Vegan. I love that way of saying it, though.
Yeah, vegan.
Vegan.
That's my new way of saying
like Target.
It.
Like Target. Target.
Sorry.
No, I love it.
I'm not. You know, I haven't gone to school union and studied all this crap. But I mean, the animals and the dinosaurs were eating back in the day.
Hey,
evolved.
Jenny, how many kids do you have again?
One.
I have one.
Just one child.
Boy.
Yeah. So when you were raising your child, would you even, like, what were you feeding your child at around eight months?
I'm very old school, and 6 to 8 months, my parents are Lebanese background, and I gave them things like crushed wheat and a little bit of kibbeh, which is like your mince. It's your mince with your crushed wheat and herbs.
Yeah,
I didn't hold back. Mm. I didn't. Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for your call, Jenny.
Interesting perspective.
On the phone, guys, is Beck, and Beck is a vegan. Good morning, Beck. How are you?
Welcome, Beck.
Hi, good, thanks.
Hey.
Hello.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? Obviously, you're a vegan yourself. Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have one kid.
And what are your thoughts on the whole situation? Would you feed your child a vegetarian diet?
Well, my son isn't vegetarian or vegan because my husband still eats meat. So we have a very... our household eats lots of different things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, essentially, any child is raised in the manner that their parents' beliefs are. I mean, I was raised a meat eater, just like, you know, your standard meat and three veg.
Yeah.
I was raised the way my parents were at that time. So, I don't think it's got anything to do with, like, a vegan pushing their beliefs on their child. That is their diet of their lifestyle. So you always raise your child with, like, what you know. But, I mean, just with the difference between the way I was raised and what I feed my son now, my son gets way more choices of different types of foods than I was ever offered as a child. Like, I never tried tofu and I never tried... like chickpeas and all the sources of where you get your vegetarian protein from.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so like he has a much broader like range of diet than like I know any of his friends at school. So I actually see that as being a bit of a triumph
negative. I do agree with that. Beck, tell me, when he was
a baby,
6 to 8 month age range, were you a vegan then?
No, I wasn't actually.
Yeah, so were you feeding him meat products at that age?
I was feeding him dairy, but no, he probably got the occasional meat, but it wasn't something that I reached for that age group anyway.
You bring up a good point. I mean, it is true. Like, if, you know, parents live a certain lifestyle, then that's what they know, and that's what they're obviously going to...
But in saying that, it doesn't cost much to buy a little bit of meat, like mince meat, freeze it and puree it to feed your baby that should get multiple sources of nutrients.
This would be an interesting one for Dr. Coleman.
Yeah.
We'll ask him this week. No, thank you for your call back. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Interesting perspective there.
Yeah, very good. Hey, guys, coming up next, Karevo, you, my friend, are in big, big trouble.
Not again. I feel like this is my life.
You forgot to do something over the holidays that you promised you would do. We're going to tell you what it is next. Just jog your memory a little bit, my friend.
I'm in 7:23. Doghouse again.
Woof, woof.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos.
Crevo, you are in big trouble and we're about to tell you why.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah. Now, before the holidays... We've been working on our team culture a lot here at the show, just making sure we're checking in with each other, because being on a show like this is very much like a marriage. You need to keep each other happy. You need to know each other's nuances and what upsets
support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jade, you made a request before we went on holidays at the end of December. You sat us both down and you're a very sensitive human being. Mm-hmm. You like to be noticed and kept in touch with, and you know, you don't like to be ignored.
It's not about being noticed. Thank you very much.
Okay. Go.
I'm glad some of the focus is off me.
I said, if we're truly friends keep in touch over the holidays, and I said I want check-ins while we're away. Calls.
Yep.
And can you tell us the frequency that you wanted those calls? I think it was every second day.
Every second day, I think. Or I think I said every second day, or maybe at least just, you know, once a week.
Now, the thing is, in the past when we've had holidays, we have gone a couple of weeks without really speaking to one another.
Incommunicado.
Yeah,
enjoy your holidays and you forget about your everyday life. That's the whole point of a holiday.
That's where I was like, no, we're friends keep in touch.
Well, look, I was quite resistant to that at first. I was like, no, Jade, like, I'll be with my friends on holidays, having fun. Anyway, I believe that I made an effort these past holidays to keep in touch with you. I thought, no, she asked us the question. It means a lot to her.
We made a promise. I gave you a choice. It wasn't a demand.
Look, if you don't call me, when you come back, I'll make your life hell.
Maybe I did say that. I said you'll be in the doghouse.
Now, I called you. Now, how many times do you think I called across the holidays?
Oh, we spoke frequently.
And I didn't have a phone for some of it as well, because I broke it.
That's impressive.
Now,
So then I started calling your friend in the tribe. But
you did.
Crevo, I didn't speak to you once on the phone. What happened?
Well, we messaged a lot, though, didn't we?
We messaged, twice?
No, it was a few more. But I also want to make a note. Before you ring that shame bell, and I see you have it poised and ready.
Where were you?
The first message I get from Jade over the holidays is, can you pick up a marketplace thing?
Oh, well, that's fair.
So
it wasn't a can you pick. I said, are you going down Central Coast?
Yeah,
today?
100%. You wanted me. Did you or did you not want me to pick
Open
up something
up your phone,
on marketplace?
Pull it up.
I was curious. Maybe you were going that way.
It was a request.
But I also called you a couple of times and you didn't answer.
Were you offended by that?
No, Crevo? It was fine. If I was going that way, I would have said yes.
But it clearly did, seeing you brought it up on the air.
No,
thought, listen to her. She's using me to get... me to pick something up for
you. I also do want to make mention that I sent over a lovely barbecue picture.
Yeah, you did send a barbecue picture. And actually, you know what was really sweet? All right, I'm coming around. You sent a picture of the candle I gave Emmy burning over Christmas for her birthday.
See, I did make an effort to touch base.
Yeah, that's true. That was actually very sweet.
And you know what? I didn't even have to make an effort. It just came naturally.
This is a non-event. Let's go to the news. 7:30.
Maddie was hoping Jade would blow up at me.
Absolutely. I was waiting for Jerry Springer. Didn't happen.
Jerry.
Let's move
Jerry.
On.
153 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. So, guys, we have a new game starting this week on the show. It's called Birthday Lotto. That's right. All you need is a birthday to play. Very simple. And I have here the random month generator. So it's like a little, basically, computer program that generates the month. Let's fire it off.
Three,
here we go.
2, 1.
I love it.
Okay, so
it's a fancy computer.
If you are born in the month of March, 13-10-09. Give us a call now, and then we're going to spin the balls here. Mm-hmm. And if your birth date comes out, then you could be winning money. Yes. $325
yes.
today.
Yes, ching, ching, cash ching. Money, just like that. Looking for March babies on 13-10-09 right now.
153 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. Very simple. All you need is a birthday to play. And this morning, we spun up March. So March babies on the line on 13-10-09. Once you get through, Jade has the big ball spinner rotator thing.
Yeah, I do.
If your date comes out, you win the money. Today, it is $325.
Okay, so we're going to go to our first birthday boy in March. Good morning, Clint.
Hey, Clint. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going well, man.
Really good. Hey, I just learned a fun fact about you. Rhinos are your favourite animal. Why?
They're just awesome. They're just...
Is it the big horn?
Maybe. I don't know.
You like big horns, Clint.
Oh, must be. No, I saw it in Africa, and, like, it was just one of those things. Yeah,
wow, so. That's cool.
You're just the first person I've ever met whose favourite animal's a rhino, so it fascinated me. But, Clint, I'm going to spin the birthday balls, and hopefully we'll draw out your date. Let's
spin
see how we go.
Spin the birthday balls, Jade.
They're spinning. Here we go. So I've just pulled out ball number 9.
Turn it upside down. It'll be good.
No good. Sorry.
Thanks, Clint. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for
your call. Let's go to Abby. She's a beautician who would love to move to Bali. Good morning, Abby.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Let's do this. Let's spin those birthday balls for Abby, Jade.
All right. Here we go. The ball is out. It popped out. Ball number 29.
Oh, damn it. That's 24.
Oh, too bad. So close.
Sorry, Abby. Thank you for your calls, though. I'm playing again this morning, guys, before 9 o'clock.
That's right.
But Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday balls, $325, Jade.
But, guys, speaking of money, in South Korea, they're paying residents to have babies. Okay, similar thing we did here, I think, back in the day.
We used to do that as well in this country.
It was $5,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, $5,000.
Well, South Korea is actually in, like, the triple figures. It's insane how much money they're giving away. So I'm going to tell you more about it in a sec.
I have to move to South Korea.
Yeah.
Six figures?
I think so, yeah.
Six-figure baby bonus. That's what you want, folks.
Ooh. Or it could be five. I don't know. I'm bad at math, but we'll find out in a sec.
953 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Alrighty, so South Korean city, guys, is paying residents $100,000 to have babies. Now, there is a slight catch, right?
Always a catch.
It's always a catch. So basically, in this place called Chenwon, The capital of South Gyeongsang Province.
My favourite part of Jade
doing any story overseas.
Any overseas stories is her pronunciation of the name.
I believe that was correct. But basically, they have this new policy over there that grants loans of 100 million South Korean won, or about 92,000 roughly, to all married couples residing in the city. So basically, these couples can go to the bank and they can get a loan waived.
Waived. Oh, so you get 100 grand off your loan or something.
If you have three children. So the population's really dwindling there.
Yeah.
So basically, if you have two children, 30% of the loan principal would be forgiven. If the family has three children, the entire loan is forgiven or becomes a grant, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just got to have three kids. 100 grand, roughly, give or take, all yours.
Now, Jade, you're always looking for some cash.
Some easy money.
Oh, I don't know.
If Australian government said you can have 100 grand or 100 grand off your home loan, if you have three kids, you're doing it?
There's pros and cons, isn't there? That's a really tricky question you're asking me. It sounds enticing. I guess if you're going to have a kid, you want to have it around that time.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you may as well get the cash.
But get this, though. So this South Korean country over there, or this city
area,
area, they're saying that they had more deaths than births in 2020.
Yeah, negative growth.
That's crazy.
Really, really bad for an economy.
So they
had
275,000 births, and they registered 300,000 deaths.
So they really need some more people.
Yeah. So they're really going to try and pump out the three kids over there to get $100,000 loans
people
waived.
Getting jiggy with it over there. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, who knew?
One after the other.
South Korea.
I love South Korea. Haven't been. But it's on my list
of
places to go.
What do you love about South Korea, Jade?
The clothes. I really relate to the pop culture over there. Like, I love how Asians dress.
There you go.
Match made in heaven. See?
Yeah.
Off you go.
I'd love to go there too.
Really,
that's amazing.
Really cold climate there too, so you can wear really nice like fake fur coats and stuff like that.
Right up your alley.
Cruella de Vil over here.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It just did very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get it in the year 3000. 10 more years.
Well, I was in hope.
Can't skip over the fact that Jade thinks that the year 3000's in 10 years, can we?
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the world
go. So I mentioned to you guys that my husband, Ben, he's working away at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had to go check into the hotel, he got me to call ahead and just make sure like he would get there on time. He said, I'll just pretend to be my secretary. I said, yeah, okay.
What?
So when
is that like some fantasy of his or something?
I don't know. It was a bit odd. I just think he was just like, just pretend to be my secretary. I said, no worries. I just went with it. So I called up and I said, oh, hi. I'm Benjamin Campbell's secretary. I just want to confirm his check-in time, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so she's like, oh, yes, you know, it's fine. If he doesn't get here on time, there's the lockbox option and all this sort of thing. So Ben gets there. I checked in with him yesterday and he said, oh, the lady mentioned to me on check-in that my secretary called. And I was like, oh, that's good. But I noticed that there's this, like, this hidden, I don't really want to cause a rivalry, but I sort of think that there's a special secretary code, because I felt the lady, once I said I was the secretary, she was really nice and a bit more personable because I think there's like this secret club.
Because she's a secretary as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And they...
Like
they,
receptionists and secretaries have a different code, jobs, you reckon?
No, well, personal assistant, secretary, they all sort of fly under the same banner.
Maybe she's just doing her job well.
Being really polite.
Maybe, but I don't know. I'm just...
So you're going to call places now and pretend to be your own secretary?
Well, I think so.
Very few individuals in life have their own personal secretaries, unless you're a millionaire.
No, there's a lot of jobs that get advertised for personal assistants.
Please. Not many.
I think it also made Ben look like a big shot.
Yeah,
a big shot executive coming into town.
Because he laughed when he got there and he was just like, she said my secretary had called and I'm glad. And she said, I'm glad you made it.
You guys are as bad as each other. Oh, my God.
That's why you bought those titles. You know, when you're from Scotland, you know, you buy the past little bit of land.
Talk and about now living a fantasy.
So funny. Big shot executive Ben's in town.
Oh, funny.
I hope it was a nice hotel because it'd be awkward if it was like a 2-star motor inn and you're calling as a secretary.
The only next step to that is when you say to them, oh, his private jet will be arriving at 4:40. Will he make it in time?
Maybe I'll do that on checkout.
I love it. Hey, interesting chat we had around the team yesterday. We have discovered, and I don't know how it's taken this long, that Crevo, you are a lookalike of a celebrity, or more so like a character in a movie, Merv from Home Alone.
Yeah, the original Home Alone movies.
The Wet Bandits.
One of the criminals that breaks into the house.
You showed us a picture yesterday, and the resemblance is uncanny. You can check it out on the New FM Facebook page. And then also Jade's come in this year with like Taylor Swift style hair from her album from 10 years ago, Fearless. So we thought what we'd do this morning on 13:10:09, do you look like a celebrity and who is it?
Yeah, I love this. Or maybe it's like a family member or someone who's just a dead ringer.
We'd like pictures as well.
153 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos.
So, Crevo, we've all discovered yesterday that you look like the character Merv from the Home Alone movies, the criminals in the first one. Uncanny. You've got the same curls, the same wry smile.
Yep.
Good.
It's on point.
I'm glad you mentioned curls because for those who, like, everyone can picture the two bad guys in Home Alone, but it's not the bald one. It's the one,
curly
wiry hair.
It's a certain length of my hair. Basically, when I'm overdue for a haircut, I start to resemble that character more and more over time.
Mm. You need to get a haircut.
100%. You know, I keep putting it off.
We put this up on our Facebook page. We got some good ones. We're starting off with Nathan today. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, you going, guys?
Yeah,
hey,
going Nathan. Well, mate.
Doing
Nathan,
great.
Tell us, which celebrity do you look like?
Apparently, now that I've cut my beard short, I look like Big Show from WWE.
Oh, I've got to just Google this person. Let's because I need...
What do you think? Do you reckon you do?
There's some similarities, you know, the goatee.
I've just seen this guy. You know what? I'm going to say, you've got the resemblance. American professional wrestler. There we go. Currently signed to WWE.
That's pretty cool, man.
Nathan, when's the last time you got into a skin-tight leotard-type outfit?
Never.
Never.
Halloween next year.
I feel like you couldn't really make a decision if you look like the Big Show unless you get into the outfit. I'm just saying. Thank you, Nathan.
Feel free to get in one and send us a pic, though. Just saying.
Totally.
Helen, good morning.
Hey, Helen.
Good morning. Welcome back, guys.
Oh, thank you. Hello, 2021.
I know. Let's
now, Helen, I'm interested to hear, which celebrity do you think you look like?
Well, I don't think I look like her, really, but people reckon I look like Pink.
Now, I do know what you look like, Helen. You've got the short sort of pixie cut like Pink, and you also like to dye your hair colours, like crazy colours like Pink, yeah?
Yeah, but I haven't dyed it crazy colours in a while, but I do have the undercut that she's got at the moment.
Oh,
so,
nice.
And then my friend in here, like, oh, you don't look alike for sure. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
I think it's just the haircut, and you look athletic as well. Like, you work out a lot.
Yeah,
I do receive.
Helen, how often do you get, oh my God, you look like pink? Like, does this happen down at Woolies or Coles or just when you're out and about?
Or is it just your mates?
Well, we did have a grab of a Pink song here, but we already play enough Pink here at New FM. I think we're going to overload if we play anymore. Thank you, Ellen.
Already reached the maximum.
I appreciate it like this. And Benny, who is our coffee guy here from the Happy Mobile Cafe, sent a picture of himself next to Kramer. Also very similar. Very similar.
It's amazing, really. It all comes down to the hair.
A lot of stuff is from the hair, isn't it?
Who do you think you look like, Jade? Because like I don't really look in the mirror.
You've got to remember, it's the other way with Jade. Who looks like Jade?
seriously, who do you think it is?
The only people that I've ever got in my life is Hilary Duff, Buffy and Gwen Stefani.
Oh, just a few.
Just a couple.
I don't think you look like any of those people.
When I used to have my platinum blonde hair, I did.
Yeah, maybe Hilary Duff. I don't know about Gwen Stefani.
That's when I had, like, white hair.
Right, my gosh. It's all based on the hair with you. 100%.
Well, it is. We just discovered that.
I love it. Coming up next, though, Jade. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
We went to the break wall yesterday. Nobbies. It looks great. The upgrade. It's incredible. And basically, a whole heap went down there.
Yeah,
is that how you describe it?
Yeah, so Jade and I went for a walk yesterday evening, and you think that you're going for a nice casual stroll, and no, that's never the case with Jade. We'll tell you what happened next.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos.
We had such a lovely evening yesterday. Jade and I went for a walk on the refurbished Nobby's Breakwall, which just at the top looks fantastic.
It's really nice.
So nice.
Question. Can you ride a bike out there?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, sweet.
It is a bit of a nightmare, though, with pedestrians.
Do you know what, though? A lot of people on electric scooters now as well, I've noticed.
And rollerblades. We went past the chicken roller skates and blades down there.
There you go. I'll wait for after school holidays and then go.
It's really good.
Here we are walking along, having a nice evening. The sun's going down. It looks beautiful, slightly windy. We're midway up the break wall, and there's like a little block near the lighthouse.
Where you can sit and rest.
Sit down and rest. And Jade, like a gold miner from the 1800s in Kalgoorlie, sees a sparkling pair of gold thongs just sitting there all by their lonesome.
Yep.
And I watch her eyes just target them. And I thought, oh my God.
Well, there was no one standing around the thongs, and they looked brand new.
I go to Jade, oh my God, Jade, look at those thongs. I could see her looking at them. She's like, oh my God, I know. She's like, do you reckon anyone would notice if I take them? Like, you can't take them.
They're somebody's thongs.
I thought she was joking. So off we go on our walk. We finish the break wall, start walking back. Yeah. Jade said, okay, so I'm going to take the thongs. Like, first of all, I can identify so many problems with this scenario. Yes, ill. Do you really want to wear dirty old thongs that belong to somebody else?
Can I please interject for a second?
Yes, you can't defend yourself.
No, I can. They actually looked brand new.
And wouldn't be brand new, Jade.
Yeah, obviously someone had worn them, but they looked like they were still really good tread, nice sponginess still, and how the sunlight was on them, because they're gold, they sparkled. So obviously when we walked past initially, they looked like a good pair that someone had gotten for Christmas.
Bowerbird Jade, something shiny.
And I thought to myself, you know what? They're just going to stay sitting there. They will probably get blown into the ocean. They're better off on my feet than just, you know, polluting
within
the earth.
Minutes of Jade seeing them, she'd identified just by looking at them with a naked eye that they are her size foot.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
That in itself.
So these thongs are Ipanemas. So I just had a look online. They retail for around $35.95. So
that's a quality thong.
Good, made in Brazil.
They're very comfortable.
Anyway, as we're walking back down the break wall, the sun's down. We notice that there's a whole family sitting on the block, and behind the family's bum were these thongs.
Maybe they're the family thongs.
Well, that's what we thought. They come back to claim them. Anyway, we sit there, and Jade decides to stop and talk to the family. For 25 minutes, She waited for them to go, only to bundle these thongs up and we went on our merry way. Now, there's just so many issues, I feel, Jade, with this situation.
On close inspection...
They are disgusting.
They are a little bit worn.
They've got
look at the bottom.
At the time, they didn't look like this.
They've got the dirty toe imprints as well, you know, with the big toes.
Yeah.
So, imprints onto the thong.
We thought, you know what? So obviously, someone loves these thongs, so we're going to try and find the owners because I can't keep them.
Well, you want to, though.
No.
Because you're worried that the bad karma will get you.
Well, that, and also, like, they're not...
They're a bit more worn than you first thought.
They're a bit more worn than I thought. So on 13 10 09, if you've lost a brand newish pair
they're
of...
Not brand newish.
Ipanema thongs.
Wait, let me rephrase this, because you're selling them wrong so you can keep them. If you have lost a pair of gold Ipanema thongs with a little black Ipanema logo on them, slightly worn, with a big black toe imprint.
And the size is 35 to 36.
Yes.
Yeah.
If these belong to you, left them at the break hall.
You can pick them up at the radio station.
We've got them here for you.
Yeah.
Please get in touch, because we need to rehome these.
Also, are we just doing like sort of rough lost and found around that area? Because the other day, Emmy lost her glasses at the beach.
Oh,
so if
no.
you find them, they're like sunnies. They look a little bit like Ray Charles might wear them.
You know what I found hilarious?
Please let me know.
When we got home from the walk, Jade sends me a screenshot from the Newcastle Echo. Somebody posted a picture of a single thong that they lost there. So basically, they've said, is there a one at the break wall as well? Is there a one-legged thong bandit going around town?
Taking one.
Well, that or they're taking full sets.
Is it you? The thong, no, Newcastle's thong bandit.
I swear it's not me.
It's weird that your left and right thong on the ground, you are wearing thongs today, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're different. Why is that?
Some would say, Jade, you are in fact the more notorious thong bandit here in Newcastle, because that person only took a single thong.
You take two.
So if you're missing some gold thongs, lost at Nobby's Breakwall, call us 13 10 09. Doing community service here at New FM. I love it.
The good work.
We care.
Good
work. We care.
5.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. 105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off at 9 o'clock after us. Hello, yeah, Jackson.
Good morning.
Charlie XCX,
yes,
is on the way. I've got some Jason Derulo as well.
Did you think you would hear yas out of Crevo's mouth? I didn't.
No, I missed it. My headphones aren't turned up. Can you say it again, Crevo?
Once is enough.
Do it. Come on.
One more. I'm gonna ask
I like
that.
Charlie XCX.
Do you find her sexy?
No, I just like her music.
Why does everything have to be about people being sexy, Matthew?
Nah, that's his vibe, you know.
Because he's in the mood.
In the mood.
Am I?
Ooh.
For Charlie XCX?
What a fitting song for being in the mood. Ricky Martin.
Oh, well, he's a little...
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
Remember that poor soul in American Idol that sung this?
William Hung.
Yeah.
Hung.
I wonder what he's doing these days.
Remember we had our own version, like, similar on Australian Idol? And he sung
Push
Up.
Yeah, Jess Mowboy.
Oh, that was uncalled for.
Funny, though.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off very soon. Chris.
Love it all, loaded up next. And we're going to be talking buying lottos / gift cards. Oh, sorry, scratchy cards as gifts.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Love it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, and today we're doing buying scratchies and lotto tickets as gifts. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I grew up in a family where it's a customary, really, to give lotto tickets and scratchies and cards for birthdays or Christmases or just
right,
because.
Okay. Have you ever won much?
I think the most I've ever won is, I think, $10 or $12.
All right, Maddie.
Loathe
it.
Absolutely loathe it. Because if
they win, I'll expect something from it.
Now, this is the debate that comes up because of a story that's come out yesterday. This lady basically bought her partner a lotto ticket, won about $1,000, and then she was wanting a share of it. What's the, like, protocol? Because, Jade, if this happening all the time in your family, surely you've thought about it, right?
Well, we chatted about it because Mum gave me, she gave me 10 $1 scratchies.
Okay.
And you had the chance to win $10,000 on one of those.
So if you won the full 100 grand, do you have to give any to your mum? Or is that a gift to you?
Well, no, I'd give my mum something.
Yeah, there's two different levels here. If it's a friend or a close family member.
Yeah.
Like, I would, you know, happily give them that. But I wouldn't buy a colleague a scratchy or a, you know, lotto ticket.
If you got given one in Secret Santa and won $1,000,000.
I'd ask who got me the present. I'd give them something.
How much? From 1,000,000?
10%.
It's 100 grand.
I'd give them 100 grand, yeah.
What about you, Jade? Are you giving a colleague 100 grand if they hooked you up with a scratchy?
$1,000,000, that's a lot of money.
Mm.
You wouldn't.
No, I'd give them something. I don't know if I would give them $100,000.
You have $900,000 more than you had before, and you wouldn't give them.
Yeah, but once I pay off my house, get a new car.
This is why you don't buy them.
No, yeah, but $1,000,000 doesn't go far.
$100,000 is very hard to get.
Okay, Crevo, question for you, because Jade made a comment yesterday when we were speaking about this, and she said that if we were to buy you a ticket, you won a big amount of money, that you wouldn't tell anyone that you even won.
Yeah, I wouldn't, probably.
You wouldn't share it?
No, because if you give someone something, it's a gift. And
What if they were struggling?
But the thing is, with a lottery ticket, right, or a scratchy especially, it's a gift that you give them. As the gift giver, you're taking a small gamble, right? Because you're saying, I'll give you a gift that only costs like $2, but you may get the money. So the upside is actually most of the time for the gift giver. The one time that you win, if you receive that, that's actually much less chance.
Yeah.
No, I would definitely give something. Like, no joke, I don't know if it would be 100 grand like you, Maddie. That's very generous. But once, like, I paid off my mortgage, Ben and I both got a new car and paid for a holiday. Whatever was left, I'd be like, okay.
But think about the friendship you would forge. Say you won $1,000,000, Crevo, and you go, you know what? You've just made my life so much easier by giving me this gift. $900,000 richer. The least I can do is give you $100,000. You change another person's life for 10%.
See, I think if you give a friend a big amount of money, it actually ruins the friendship. Because you change the dynamic of the friendship.
Millionaire Mark. That's how they stay millionaires, ladies and gentlemen.
They win their lotto money and shove
it up their backside. No. Don't share it.
No, I wouldn't. If you guys want it big, I wouldn't want it.
Really?
Yeah, it changes the friendship.
Well, there you go.
I don't think it would.
I would want it. Yeah. If you guys won like 10 million, I'd hope you'd hook me up with something. I would hook you guys up with something.
10 million's a lot.
So would 10 million then, would you help us out?
A small amount, like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Because if you start to do more, it affects the friendship because the person you give it to feels like they owe you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's my real take on it.
That's why you don't buy lotto tickets for anybody, folks.
I've never bought one.
Hey, we are doing another round of Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto up next. On offer today, $325. Brand new game to the show.
Yeah.
We'll tell you which month. We're going to call out in a sec. And if the ball comes out as your birthday, you win the cash.
All right. Should I spin the wheel to do the months?
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's just loading up. Hang on. It's loading up. All right. Here we go. Spin it. It's come up as February.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, if you were born in Feb, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. $325 up for grabs in
New FM. 105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos. This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Very simple game. We call out a month, and if your birthday comes out of the birthday ball machine here, you win the cash jackpot, which sits at $325 today, guys.
Oh, how good is it to be able to give away money? Oh.
So good. All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to Karen first.
Yeah, Karen.
She wishes she could fly, loves the colour blue, and the Junction is her favourite place in Newcastle. Hello, Karen. How are you today?
Very well. How are you going?
Yeah,
hello.
Going well, Karen. Brilliant. Now, what do you love about the Junction? Do you have a favourite shop? Or the pub?
No, I wander around the shops and then a drink at the pub.
Yeah, oh, nice. Yeah. Got your priorities pub. Right.
I'm just curious.
Exactly.
I'm curious to know, Karen. Did you ever try to fly when you were a little girl?
What?
Well, because she wishes she could fly. I know I tried when I was
really.
Younger. Yeah.
You too? Yeah. No, I was probably too scared to do that.
Yeah, okay. Was smart by the sounds of it.
The queen of the random question, Jade Leader.
All right, Jade, spin those balls. Let's win right. you some money here.
All right, here we go.
Fingers crossed.
Karen, I have pulled out ball number 28.
Were you born on the 28th?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Wait, what's your birthday?
15th.
Oh. I'm sorry. Thank you, though, for
playing. Thanks for playing.
Enjoy your day, Karen.
Hey, Christy.
Hey!
Yeah, you're like me. Your favourite royal is Harry, and you have a Great Dane and a Munchkin cat, which is so cute.
Tell us what a Munchkin cat is, Christy.
So it's basically just a dwarf of the cat land. So it's basically like a dachshund of the cat world.
Oh, my God, that sounds so cute.
So is this like a breed? They're bred this way?
It is a pure bred, yes.
Wow.
See, now I love... To me, it's like pure comedy to have a large pet next to a small pet. So having the Great Dane and the Munchkin cat, like you must get them to sit for photos. That's funny.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I'd trust the Great Dane.
Gobble it up.
Hey,
lunch.
Much like a toy.
Is it expensive to buy a Munchkin cat?
They are a little bit more expensive, yes, because there's not as many breeders in Australia.
Yeah, right. So, like, about $5,000 maybe for a cat or a bit less?
You're probably looking at around 2 to 3.
Okay.
That's like sort of middling money for a pedigree pet.
Hey, yeah, Christy, what's its demeanour like? Are they nice cats?
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Super friendly.
Personality, yes. Yeah,
no,
definitely.
Oh, so how lovely.
Just tiny little legs.
Well, we can win you this cash now. $325. You can spoil your kitty and your Great Dane.
Or just enjoy the money yourself.
All right. So it is number 9.
Were you born on the 9th?
Are you kidding me? No, my son's 9. I'm 8.
Can
my son? He's
a
ninth
of Feb. It doesn't help.
Christy.
It's got to be you. Sorry. Bummer.
Sorry about that. The game back tomorrow. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto. I like it. Jackson, 105 commercial free up next.
Yeah, oh, yes it is.
Yes.
From 5?
Yeah,
I love 5. Created to take on the Spice Girls. Absolutely didn't make a dent
total
in that
failure.
One.
They were pretty hot, though.
I think Simon...
I remember the blue eyes of one of them.
I'm pretty sure Simon Cowell put 5 together, or he was involved somehow to take on the Spice Girls.
I've never seen what they look like.
He's a real genius, isn't he, Simon?
Well, not in this instance.
Actually,
he's got this
failure.
Song.
Oh, it's a great song. He's actually bounced back from his back surgery. He was on a jet ski over Christmas, I saw.
They all look like they would be in a minimum security prison. Like, very minimum. They're not scary, but...
Like they did a tiny little bit of, like, fraud or something.
Yeah. Do you know what? There's 4, like, thug-looking guys and this really camp-looking gay look.
I understand why you like them, Maddie. Joel Corey.
Oh, I love this.
Head and Heart. And Avril Lavigne.
I love an Avril. What a great what a great 105 today.
Yes.
Fantastic.
You're rocking.
Nice one.
It's your official at work station. New FM, keep it here all day and prizes on offer across the day, all thanks to New FM's 105. Days of summer. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye,
bro.
See ya.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos.